to you. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Church member and a disciple of Jesus Christ. When somebody says I'm a church member, many times what they're saying is I associate with a particular church. In other words, I go to this church. And that's good that you go to a church. But when you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, regardless of where you're at, you're going to follow the Lord. Regardless of where you're at, you're going to obey God. Why? Because you are a follower of Jesus. And it's hard to be divided when you're committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, what are some of the antonyms for agreement? In other words, the opposite of agreement, discord. One of the six things that God hates, Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 6, that he hates someone who sows discord among the brethren. You have to ask yourself, am I a unifier or am I a separator? Many times when people are separative, it's because of selfishness. How does this thing suit me? Anybody ever wondered how it suited them? How it's going to affect me? Anyway, y'all didn't raise your hands, but I know it's right. I've been there myself. Thinking about numero uno. But when there's unity, you're thinking about the whole group. How does this decision going to affect my spouse, affect my kids, affect my church? Amen. No man is an island in and of himself, but he's connected to the whole. Amen. Dissension. Opposition. Resistance. You know, I found it that the anointing of God could be in here so strong, so powerful. And you can have 95% of the people on one accord. But Satan always finds one. He got to find at least one Judas that looking and saying, you know what? I don't know about this. And the spirit of Judas is never happy by itself. He got to go find somebody. That spirit got to find. Even the spirit, when you think about the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab, they needed each other. That one spirit couldn't destroy the kingdom. You had to have both. Tell somebody, I'm only controlled by God's spirit. See, when you say that, you put the devil out. Amen, somebody. He don't have a place to linger. Do you know where Satan likes to linger? Let me help you. Anything evil is where you'll find the devil. You take off the D and you got evil. So where there's rebellion, that's where the devil is. He say, I'll stay there. Oh, I like this. I'm comfortable here. Wherever there's jealousy, he say, I'll stay right there. Whenever there's bitterness, he'll make his house there. Wherever there's doubt and unbelief, that's where the devil resides. But once you say, you know what, devil, you got to get out. I'm not full of doubt, I'm full of faith. I'm not full of bitterness, I'm full of forgiveness. I'm not full of depression and all these things, I'm full of joy. Amen. Then the Holy Spirit comes and lives there. Amen, somebody. And now that can be unity, because God's Spirit will dwell in unity, whether it's the individual, a family, the church, a business, I don't care what it is, a community, a house divided against itself will not stand. We have to make a commitment to unity. How many would say, I'm going to make a commitment to unity today? A commitment to be agreeable. Anybody ever looked at themselves and say, you know what? When I look at myself, I see a lot of times I can just be a person, you know, so you could be comfortable and not be in agreement. It almost gives you power. There's different types of personalities. They have what's called a passive aggressive personality. Anybody ever heard that term? What the passive aggressive personality does is it may not be overt. In other words, it doesn't just say, look, this is the way it is. But through subtle disagreement, it says, I'm going to control it by just being anti. I'm going to control by just being out of agreement. Dissonance. Amen. We preaching good here. Amen. Old preacher used to say, if you can't say amen, just say ouch. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But we coming out today. Amen, somebody. Disfavor. Disapproval. Amen. Don't you know Satan loves to dwell in the negative? It's never going to change. I can't see it getting any better. Amen. Anybody ever been there? No, we want to stay in faith. Amen. We want to stay. God is able. Keep our expectation high. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. Look at John chapter 17, verse 11. John 17, verse 11. This is agreement in the church. In John chapter 17, verse 11, the scripture says, I will remain in the world no longer. But they are still in the world, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. How many know Jesus prayed that we might be one? Jesus wanted there to be agreement in the church, not just the local church, but the overall church. Tell somebody agreement. Now look at me and say, agree with me, agree with me. We got to deal with the spirit of disagreement. Because, see, that's power in disagreement, just like that's power in agreement. It's just the power of disagreement says rebellion and you won't grow. Think about of a plant. The systems don't work right. You know, you might be getting water in the plant and sunlight in the plant, but the soil is bad. All it takes is one thing to be out of order and you won't get the growth you need. Baby, you got to be in agreement. Amen, somebody. And it starts with being saved. It starts with saying, you know what? God, I agree with your word. Some of us are still not in agreement with God's word yet. I praise him by myself. Amen. God, I know you said that, but. Anybody have had a but? You know I would, but. You know that seemed right, but. I know God can provide, but. As soon as you say but, baby, you out of agreement. He like that. You out of agreement. Amen, somebody. You got to get, as one preacher said, the but out the way. Amen. Sometimes the butt is so big in the way, you can't come in agreement. Amen, somebody. We binding the spirit of butt today. Amen, somebody. Tell somebody God is able. Amen. He can do exceedingly, preach, son, abundantly and above all that you can ask or think. You got to know that Satan looks for a way to come in. I know the pastor said that, but. Amen. I know they doing this here, but. And that's when he come in. And some of us have been operating in the butt all of our life. So when you hear a message like this, you hear it and it's still saying, but. But you got to get the butt out the way and say, you know what, Lord? I agree with your word. I'm supposed to be happy. How many are they supposed to be happy? How many are they supposed to have joy? How many are you supposed to agree with the word of God? Amen, somebody. And when you can agree with God's word, you can agree with some folks. It's bitterness that makes us have the butt. Oh, I don't know. It might not work for me. Oh, look at them folk. Something happened to you 12 years ago, 25 years ago, and you, oh, no, God. But maybe. Tell somebody, I agree. I'm supposed to be in the house of God. I agree. I'm supposed to have joy. I agree. Everything God has for me. And see, that has to come from more than the pastor. So you have to be butt inspectors. Can I preach? A butt inspector within the congregation, he go around looking for the butt. She go around looking for the butt. Amen. As soon as you hear them talking about butt, you say, no, let's pray about it. Amen. Because some people can get in depression so deep and so low because that's where they live. Amen. And when you start living in that, that butt overtakes you and you can't get in faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. So as soon as they start looking contrary, because that's what it is a contrary spirit. You say, can I pray with you? Amen, somebody. And you begin to pray in faith. Your yesterday does not have to be your today. You just got to get the butt out the way. Amen, somebody. Tell somebody, I'm losing my butt. Y'all gonna remember that. Amen, somebody. I'm losing my butt. Yeah, but mom and them. Yeah, but my money. Yeah, but what they did to me. Yeah, get the butt out the way. Get a spirit of agreement. Get a spirit of unity that say, my family going somewhere. My marriage is strong. My money ain't funny no more. My money is right. Amen. Because I'm blessing the Lord with it. I'm going somewhere in my career. Amen, somebody. I'm able to do everything he said I can do because I can do all things. Yeah, I can. No, but do all things through Christ. What? That strengthens me. Get the negativity out and get in a spirit of agreement. Tell somebody, agree with me. Agree with me. Agree with me. Y'all ain't ready yet. That's 60%. I'm going to keep preaching, though. Amen. See, I'm going to know it when it's there. When we wiped out every butt. Amen. At least in the service. Now, when you get out there, that's on you. Amen. I pray you take that spirit with you. I was telling him in Alexandria on last Wednesday, but Christian, I say, you know, often I don't have pity parties, man. That just ain't my personality. But just last week, I felt the temptation to have a pity party. I said, wow, what's this? Huh. You ever been in an experience and analyzed it while you was in it? I don't know if it's interesting. Okay. So that's what this feel like. And don't you know, I got that pity party, brother, who said, I start feeling pretty good. I see how people can be addicted to self-pity. I say, oh, well, don't nobody care about me. And it's all right. They got to stay here a little while in this old pity and they wallow in it. Yeah. And I think it released certain chemicals. To where it just is good, amen, to just be in pity. But because I don't like to be in anything that's negative, what I did was I went and took me a walk. Anybody like to walk? I'm going to help you with something today. A good walker do you wonders. Amen, somebody. I took me a prayer walk. Not just walking, but I'm walking, Sister Lewis, and I'm praying. Amen, somebody. And what came to my spirit is, Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. He says, but I prayed for you, and when you're strengthened, strengthen your brethren. The whole scripture came, but one word specifically, he said, I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm walking. I prayed for you. Lord, I prayed for you. After a while, boy, that pity party.